Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Fahima Adia from Momentum Investments. So Fahima, a record close on the JSE last night, and the pace is continuing.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, we've seen the JSE reach record highs and some very good performance there. So I think the main drivers there has been that the tariff concerns have eased after Trump said he's willing to negotiate, and hopefully we'll see that come down in the next few months. And the other factor that's really pushing the market higher relates to, I would say, the GNU. The DA said it is committed to staying and also managed to get that VAT increase completely scrapped, which I think just shows that the country will no longer just be run by the ANC. And that could be good for the economy and growth going forward.
And Fahima, all of this today led by industrial stocks up by 1.5%, but a very different picture as far as resources are concerned. Broadly, the sector down 1.75%.
Yeah, so I think the issue with the resource sector has been concerns about a global slowdown due to the impact of tariffs. And then China also released some data that showed its factory activity is near two-year lows, being impacted by the tariffs there. And China, of course, is a big buyer of commodities. So a slowdown in that economy and in the global economy will have an impact on the demand for resources. So I think that's what's basically impacting that for now.
Back to the shares on the move today, though, telco stocks performing particularly well. And I think MTN, which was up when I last looked about 3.75%, happy over the results coming out of Nigeria. That's been a troubled unit for some time. And also going to the Constitutional Court over its license to operate in Iran.
Yes, quite a solid set of results from MTN Nigeria. We're looking at quite a big turnaround there. So it increased its subscribers by 8.2%. bringing that to 84 million. And then it's reported a profit after tax of 134 billion naira after the loss in the prior period. So it looks like the naira has been more stable and inflation has also moderated. So that's having a positive impact on the business. It also received that regulatory approval earlier in the year to increase its pricing, which now enables it to spend more on CapEx. Then just looking at the issue on the Iran license, it's been quite a drawn-out matter going on since 2013 with Turkcell. So it looks like that case was initially dismissed because it was said the South African courts do not have jurisdiction. But now the Supreme Court of Appeal has ruled that the South African courts do have jurisdiction over this matter. So it looks like it's back to court over that.
And dragged in its wake, I guess, is Telkom, which has hit a 52-week high, up 1.89%. They'll be happy.
Yeah, so I think just overall the telco sector is just benefiting from this more positive sentiment from MTN's results and also the better prospects of economic growth, hopefully, in South Africa.
Rand a bit weaker, 18.54 at the close last night, down by almost 0.5% today.
Yes, I think the US dollar is starting to stabilize after we saw a lot of weakness that there. So that is having an impact on the Rand. And then also given the prospects of a global slowdown and potential recession in the US, that does have an impact on your riskier currencies such as the Rand.
And also, Fahima, a bit of a pullback. I'm just pulling the numbers up on my screen right now. As far as gold bullion is concerned, down 1.4%. I've got it at $3,270 an ounce. It really has been moving quickly today.
So that's because of the ease in the tariff concerns after Trump said he would be willing to negotiate. So gold, of course, is viewed as a safe haven asset. And I think these recent developments are just giving investors more confidence now to move back into the equity markets. And that's why we're seeing a bit of a sell-off in gold and recovery in the markets.
Two quick bits of company news that crossed my screen. First of all, interesting to read that Capitec is now closing in on First Rand as the country's most valuable bank. And let's not forget that this is a company that was started in the 2000s.
Yes, it's quite incredible. It's come a very long way. So if we look at its market cap now, it's very close to that of First Rand. The market cap has actually already exceeded that of Nedbank, Standard Bank, and Absa. And I think it's just done so well because it's been so effective in tapping the unsecured lending market. It's now also focused on business banking and has been improving its tech to offer new innovative products. So it's really done well.
And the share price up 0.5% today. And perhaps more worryingly, Sibanye Stillwater calling on the NPA to clamp down on illegal mining. And it says this is harming investment prospects. And I'm not surprised that they haven't said this earlier.
Yes, it's a real problem in the mining sector. It's having a direct impact on miners like Sibanye, who then have to deal with the theft of copper cables from these illegal miners. And like you've said, it's really undermining its ability to attract investment. So it looks like they're now calling for a policy change that would result in the reworking of the Precious Metals Act to actually criminalize illegal mining. So that apparently is not directly being addressed by legislation. And at the moment, there's not significant consequences for these illegal miners. And that's why that's not enough of a deterrent. So hopefully they're able to effect some change there.
And that's where we are going to leave it. Fahim Adia, thank you very much indeed from Momentum Investments. Have a good long weekend and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.